Hello, and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Thursday, January 22nd, 2026, and I'm Matt Keezer. A quick note before we begin. This podcast is a working prototype. It's a lightly edited version of the newsletter. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. And while this edition was written and edited by me, it's narrated using an AI clone of my voice. Let me know what you think at WTFJHT.com/feedback. Okay, here's what just happened today.
First up, an internal ICE memo authorized immigration officers to forcibly enter a person's home to arrest someone with a final order of removal using only an administrative warrant. The May 2025 document told officers to knock and identify themselves, give occupants a reasonable chance to act lawfully, and then use a necessary and reasonable amount of force if refused entry. The memo said DHS counsel claimed the practice consistent with the Fourth Amendment and immigration law, but it cited no case law. Next, House Democrats helped Republicans pass a Homeland Security funding bill that included $10 billion for ICE. The bill added $20 million for body cameras, and it mandated additional training and oversight. But it rejected Democratic demands to block ICE from detaining or deporting U.S. citizens, restrict raids at sensitive locations like schools and hospitals, and impose stricter limits on use of force. Seven Democrats joined Republicans to pass it, 220 to 207, days before a January 30th government shutdown. In Minneapolis, J.D. Vance said the city would be less chaotic if state and local officials would cooperate with the Trump administration on immigration enforcement. He said, "This is the inevitable consequence of not cooperating," and added, "We can do a good job of enforcing our immigration laws without the chaos." At the same time, a school district just north of Minneapolis said ICE agents detained four of its students in recent weeks, including a five-year-old taken after his father was arrested, an account DHS disputed. The boy and his father are being held together at a family detention facility in Texas. Meanwhile, the Trump administration ordered federal agencies to review funding sent to 14 Democratic-led states and Washington, D.C. The Office of Management and Budget memo called it a data-gathering exercise to reduce the improper and fraudulent use of federal funds. Agencies were told to report back by January 28th, days before Trump said he planned to cut off funding to states and cities with so-called sanctuary policies. In foreign policy news, no written documentation memorializing Trump's verbal framework deal with NATO about Greenland exists, and Greenland Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen said he hadn't been told what was concrete, but said sovereignty and territorial integrity were red lines. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said ceding territory was non-negotiable, and any path had to respect international law and respects sovereignty. Trump, however, said the U.S. would get total access with no end, no time limit, and that U.S. acquisition of Greenland remained possible. In court news, Trump sued J.P. Morgan Chase and its CEO, Jamie Dimon, for $5 billion, alleging the bank closed accounts tied to Trump and his businesses for political discrimination after the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Meanwhile, former special counsel Jack Smith testified publicly before the House Judiciary Committee, saying his investigation produced proof beyond a reasonable doubt that Trump engaged in criminal activity and that no one should be above the law in our country. Smith said Trump was, by a large measure, the most culpable and most responsible person for efforts to overturn the 2020 election, and that the January 6th attack does not happen without him. Smith said Trump sought to exploit the violence and warned that failing to hold powerful figures accountable can be catastrophic for the rule of law. And finally, a New York Times poll found 49% of voters said the country was worse off than a year ago, and 56% disapproved of Trump's overall job performance. Meanwhile, Trump said he was expanding his defamation lawsuit against the New York Times after the unfavorable public opinion poll. He called the survey fake and accused the paper of publishing knowingly false polls. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this.
wtfjht.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keiser, and I'm glad you're here.